Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Neil and Kristen Big Psychic Hour. I'm Kristen. Hi, Neil. And we are here today on this Wednesday morning, October 18th, 2017, and here to discuss negative energy and how to block it, as well as take calls for on-air readings, which we're going to get to shortly. Just want to remind everybody to join us on Facebook and Twitter and follow us here on Blog Talk Radio. Call-in number 914-338-0164, and you must press 1 to let us know that you would like to speak with us. Callers that haven't pressed 1, area code 928, do you want to talk to us, or are you just listening? Press 1 if you'd like to speak with us. 928. Okay, so waiting for them to press 1, for that person to press 1, and they do want to speak with us, so we're going to bring them on in just a moment. Also, 562-596-7818 is the number to call after the show, and we apologize for the noise in the background. That is coffee brewing for Neil. So you're looking forward to that, I bet.
Yeah, the Kroger brand.
No, it isn't. I think it's Folgers.
Oh, Folgers.
Neil and I have divided taste in terms of our coffee. So we don't drink the same coffee.
Well, I wouldn't say they're divided. I mean, your coffee's good. It's from Ethiopia, and it's good coffee.
Different source.
It's just different. Mine's cheaper.
Yeah, right. Neil's is cheaper, and mine is, like, way too expensive. But
So
and I have all these little brewing methods. You know, I use an AeroPress or a Hario drip pour-over thing with a fabric filter. So I'm a little bit,
just eat mine out of the can.
Okay, so let's bring on our caller from 928 area code. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you? And I like Folgers too. I'm sure yours is yummy, but
Folgers, I have to say that if we're talking, you know, like a supermarket coffee, Folgers is probably the best one. So I would go for that.
It's
not bad. Not bad. What's your name?
My name is Carla.
Carla, hi Carla.
Hi.
C-A-R-L-A.
K-A-R-L-A.
Oh, you know what? Neil asked, too. He said C or K, and I just assumed that it would have been a C.
Yeah.
So your psychic juices are already flowing this morning, Neil. Okay, Carla, where are you calling from?
I am calling from Arizona, Bullhead City, Arizona.
Okay, Bullhead City, Arizona. How's the
word? Bullhead.
Bullhead, right?
Oh, bull.
Bullhead, yes.
Bullhead. He thought he said, okay. They're not bald head.
Yeah.
Not bald.
Not bald head.
Strange name. Okay. How's the weather there?
Beautiful today. The wind has been amazing. We actually just got transferred to Bullhead. I came from Sedona, Arizona.
Oh.
So it's been quite a shift. But I also know that everything is in line for a reason. That's part of why I called, you know. So
sure. So, Carla, we would love to get your birth date, and then we can get into your question.
Okay. 4/24/68.
Okay. 12/22/14. 36. 34, 5, 6, 12, 22, 14. 34, yeah, it's a 7. Do I have the birth date right? What's the birth date?
424.
I heard 426. That's why I had it calculated it wrong. 42468. Okay, and you're a 34-7. Yes, you are.
I'm 49. And 49, yeah.
49 years old. Okay, what is... So you wanted to talk about the move and what's going on. Do you want to get a little bit more specific in terms of the question?
It just seems like, you know, Sedona was an amazing place for me, and I did a lot of, nature guiding, and my spirit really, really soared there. And then, we got a job change, so everything has just, like, been way in the up air. But then I also know that... I don't know how long I'll be here, or are we going back, or is there some really important work that I just need to carry from there to here? I really do feel a lot of stuff in the earth here. There's a lot of important things that need to be done, but, you know, kind of just a general feel of where things are going. And
Carla, and when did you move exactly this year? At what point?
Actually... 2 weeks ago.
2 weeks ago. Well, so, you're in your seventh cycle of your master number seven. So usually at those cyclical points, there's some kind of change. This change would be the move that you experienced. So because when you turned 49 in April, that was your beginning of the seventh cycle. So that's unsurprising. Neil?
Well, yeah, that's true. You're in the beginning of a new cycle phase. Seven would amount to spirituality, or some higher kind of work, Carla. It would also, what's happening right now would also go back to what happened in 2002, when you were 34 years old. Do you recall that year?
You don't.
I really don't. I'm thinking, I moved to Arizona. Well, no, it was even before that. So I actually started working with, yes, I do remember. I started working with the grandmothers of the ancient medicine back then.
Oh,
and working
okay.
with sacred geometry.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So that's right in line with her master number, too.
Yeah.
Seven. Chakra.
So that's where that energy comes from. In your history, was there any divorce?
Yes.
Yeah, because I'm picking up a divorce, and I just want to get a validation confirming that.
Yes.
I don't know yet who this is, but I'm seeing a little girl. Did you ever give birth to a little girl?
Yes, I have five daughters, but I have a granddaughter. My one daughter's pregnant, and it's a girl. So
coming
in.
I mean,
okay, well,
dual.
Yeah, it's a kind of the big spoon. What do you call those big soup spoons? Brought up all
or
your
a ladle.
Daughters.
A ladle.
Wow,
and you're a grandmother at 49. You're a young grandmother.
So,
yeah.
So you see, so far we've got the divorce, we've got your change with the medicine women, we've got the female energies of the young daughters and the grandchild. All of this is appropriate. Your energy, being born in 68, tucked in between those two numbers is a seven, and you're on your seventh cycle, which means a spiritual renewal. So what you're going to be doing, there's a couple of things you're going to be doing. One, you're going to be connecting more and more to rocks.
She talked about the earth.
I have a house full of them, and I really actually I use a lot of stones for healing. And laying on other people and myself. So I do a lot with rocks.
Well, the thing about the rocks is that there's going to be a different level of communication going on between you and these rocks and these stones. There's going to be a different graduation of energy. So it's like, let's just say before you were sort of in the 2-year college zone of these rocks and stones. It's going to move up now to university. It's going to move up to a higher level of communication, to where you're kind of going for your master's in the element of speaking and connecting to rocks. Now, rocks are important because they bring up geography and the whole element of how the earth speaks to you, and how the earth has a pulse. There's a pulse in the earth.
Yes, it does.
So that connects to the pulse in your heart.
And that connects to the fours in our birth date.
And the fours in your birth date, 2 fours in your birth date added up become an 8, which is in your year. And the 2 in your day left over is tucked between the 6 and the 8. There's a difference of 2.
Not only that, her karmic number is kind of sandwiched between that 2 and 4.
Yeah.
Yeah, 34.
Yeah, which we said, that was 6, 7, 8.
So no, in the 34. 2, 4 holds her karmic number.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah. On the karmic side of the birthday.
So you're experiencing I want to say a couple of things. You're experiencing a renewal, but the renewal is a graduation from where you're at. It's not a totally new thing. It's just graduating to a higher level. I also see you wearing, it looks like a 2-piece bathing suit, and it suggests to me you're going to be going through a baptism. So there might be some water lake element of energy. I'm sorry?
Can you validate that, Carla?
Yes, yes, there is, actually. I live right on the Colorado River, and I'm huge into, you know, I love fire, but water has been a thing lately. And just the other day, it was really windy and cold, but I decided to walk out into the water and lay down and just allow the natural river just to rush through me.
Well, that's appropriate to my theme of baptism. You've been baptized by the earth. You've been baptized by the rocks, by the fire, and by the water, by the elements.
Right.
And not to mention the wind and things like that.
Right.
So you're going through a baptism. Now, what's going to happen from here is probably in about 2 months, and I don't want to be too, I don't want to, you know, imply, what do you call that when you implant a thought in somebody's head?
Power suggestion.
But here it goes anyways. In about 2 months, there's some kind of journal writing. And the journal writing becomes entries in relationship to your connection to the earth, like observations about yourself and the planet Earth, particularly in your immediate surroundings. So there's some form of writing there it could turn into verbal chanting, but I'm also kind of seeing an open book, like a journal. So I don't know, it might be that the spirits are saying, hey, why don't you write this down? There is also like a tambourine around you. I don't usually mention tambourines, but I'm hearing it. And the tambourine is really the sound of it's the sound of the wind against the rocks in spiritual language, in Indian language. It's the sound of the wind against the rocks. And it has a communication and a language. So when you listen to the sounds of the tambourine, you're really listening to the sounds of the elements combined and intertwined with one another, and it becomes a language. It becomes a duet.
Beautiful. The interesting thing about that is about a few weeks ago, a friend of mine had a tambourine, first time I ever picked one up, but I started doing tapping on my entire body with the tambourine and dance. And it just carried me away. So,
Carla, I think Carla, the way the reading's going, I would comment that you are connected to spirit. You, I mean, there's no doubt in my mind you are, because there's too many obvious visuals that are being validated. So I'm sensing that you have a very strong rapport with spirits. Right now, you're going to be, you know, you're making this move, or you're going to be making a move. You're going to be there for a while, at least 6 months. Who knows? Maybe longer, probably longer. Okay. But the first 6 months, between 6 and 9 months, you know, birth, those are going to be very important to you.
Okay.
Wow. Okay, Carla.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Take good care.
Okay, thank you.
Goodbye. 562-596-7818 is the number for further conversation. And Carla can follow us on Facebook and here on Blog Talk Radio as well. We'd love it if she did so. Let's bring on 404. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, how are you guys today?
Good, thanks. What's your name?
Destiny, with the E at the end.
I'm sorry, say that again?
Destiny with the E at the end instead of a Y.
Uh-huh, okay, D-E-S-T-I-N-E.
Yes.
Okay, welcome, Destiny. And what?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Atlanta. Okay, and what's your birth date, Destiny?
8/4/1998.
Oh, I wrote down your year, 8/9. I mean, I wrote down 8/9, but your birth date is 98, also your month. So let's add this up. 8/14/8/4/98, you said?
Yes, correct.
22. And you're 39/12/3. And you're, gosh, you're 19 years old.
Yes, I'm 19 years old.
19 years old. Wow. Okay, so you're still, wow, you have a ways to go till you reach the age of 39. So what's your question today, Destiny?
I was wondering, are we moving from the place we are right now? Because it's very horrible and stuff.
Okay, wait, say that again. We're having problems hearing you.
Can you hear me now?
It's
yeah, talk right into the
receiver.
Okay. We're
that's
moving
better.
Soon, and I wonder if we're gonna.
It was better for like 1 second. Now we can hear you again. are you on a speakerphone or anything or a headset?
At first, I wasn't on speaker. Now I'm on speaker.
Yeah, I think speaker is worse.
Okay, hold on. Okay, is it better?
That's better.
No. Okay. So I was asking, are we going to move soon? Because right now I don't like the living conditions that we're living in right now.
Okay. You want to know if you're going to have a move?
Yes.
Would this be a local move, but just out of the current residence you're in?
Excuse me, I can't hear you.
Would this be a local move just out of the current residence into a new one, or are you looking to move further out, away?
Out the current residence just for now.
Okay, that's what I thought. So, who is we? Are you, is there someone you're living with?
My mom.
Your mom. What's your mom's birth date?
3/20/76.
1978. 28/10/1. Okay. No, 3/20/76?
Yeah,
yes, that's correct.
Yeah, I know. 28/10/1. So she's you're a 3 and she's a 1. A move out of your current residence. And are you renting right now?
What did you say?
We're having problems with the sound. Are you renting?
Yeah. Yes, renting.
Renting.
Well, why am I seeing 4 people around you? Do you have any siblings?
Yes, I have an older brother and a younger sister.
So there's 4 total.
So with
yes, 4
you,
total.
Because I was seeing 4.
And do they live in the same house?
Yes.
Okay, that's why.
So are you? So those are the 4 people that I'm seeing around. So are you wanting to move out on your own?
No, not right now, because I want to go to college. I'm just saying, like, as a whole, are we going to move out this complex?
You're in an apartment?
Uh-huh.
Yes,
so
you're in an apartment.
Move out with, you're wanting to move out along with the other members of your family?
Yes.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Now think this. Be very creative, Destiny. Where is the element of psychology in the family? Is there anyone who studied psychology? Did anyone go to a therapist? Anything with psychology?
No, but my older brother, he had anger issues. So he had to go to classes
issues.
For that. Yes.
He had to go to anger management classes. So that
when
he
was younger.
He had to go to anger.
Yeah.
So it's coming from the brother. So does he act out? Does he destruct?
Yes, a lot.
Does he break things?
A lot. Yes.
Uh-huh. Well, okay, so what I'm seeing, now we're in October. I'm going to jump way over to March of next year.
Okay.
And already I see that you guys have moved.
Okay.
So I went way ahead of the game to see if there was any move going on, just to make sure I gave it a big window. And in March, you had already moved. So that means before March, you make your move.
Okay, that sounds good.
Okay, now
who has
the bad leg? Who had a leg injury, a bad leg, a limp?
My brother. He got injured real bad when he played freshman year of football. He got injured really bad. He was out the whole season with his left leg.
Left leg?
Uh-huh.
And so the brother's coming in again.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
what's your brother's birth date?
3/9/95. 1995.
It is a 12. 36/9.
There's a 39
in Christian numbers. I know, which is hers and is his too, because it's 3/9.
Well, you know, Destiny, I think that the best way to deal with this reading would be to just say that you're going to be, by March you had already moved. I don't know what month,
okay,
but you had already moved by March. I would, you need to, was there anything wrong with your throat at one time? Did you have a bad cough or?
I had the flu a few months back.
Oh, the flu?
And I had a real bad sore throat, yes.
Yeah. So you need to kind of watch yourself. You probably would benefit from taking vitamins or vitamin C. You know,
zinc.
You're better
zinc.
At that. Yeah.
Okay.
For preventive.
Yeah.
In terms
just maintenance.
Maintenance.
Okay. No problem.
She's very agreeable.
Yeah.
Are there any prospective places that you're, you know, interested in moving, Destiny? Have you started to look?
Really.
No, and like
my mom is looking right now.
Right.
But it's around the area. We live in a Duluth area, so we're trying to stay in Gwinnett because they have great schools here. She's trying to stay in the area for my little sister. She's still in high school.
Oh, okay. And what's her birthday, out of curiosity? Just since we're getting old.
10/19/01.
2001. Wow. That's
her
birthday's tomorrow.
Yes, it's tomorrow.
14/5. So 9, 14, 15, 16, 17. They're in 18/9 together, which is interesting because today's the 18th. She's calling on the 18th, and that corresponds to their son. And is hidden in her 98. Their master numbers combined.
Yeah.
Me and my sister are very close, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you know, your brother's the one with the anger issues.
Yes.
You know, actually, this is going to sound weird to you. How old is he right now?
He's 21, 20, I think. 21. 22.
Yeah, 95.
21. Yeah.
You know what's buried deep inside of him? A teacher.
A teacher?
Yeah, I know it might sound crazy to you. What is he, just a sports guy? Did he love sports?
Yes, sports. He loves sports.
Did his leg injury compromise his career if he had one, was going to plan on one?
Yes, a little, because they was going to give him a scholarship, but he never got it.
Well, you know, not just between us and you, he mm-hmm. could be a great physical education teacher or a coach.
I can see that.
Well, yeah, especially if he has the interest in sports and mm-hmm. combining it with that teacher vibe, it would be good.
Yeah, he's meant to teach mm-hmm. because of this accident. You know, he would make a good teacher. And you know, he's got to work out his anger issues, of course.
Yeah, but I can see him being a teacher because he's a very outspoken person. He's a very outspoken person.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what we suggest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can see that because his football career is not advancing.
It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
But you see, there might be, not to take a pun off your name, it might be his destiny. To be a teacher. You're a little bit, you're kind of sharp too. What are you
studying? Yeah, I was
going to
ask.
Nursing.
Well, good for you. Good.
We have a lot of people that are in nursing on the show.
Yeah.
Actually.
You'd make a great nurse. You're very sharp. You're smart.
What branch of nursing? Are you planning on doing like a 2-year program or a 4-year or doing nurse practitioner?
4-year.
4-year? So that's an RN, right?
Yes, RN. Correct.
RN. And what field in nursing? What medical?
So far, I'm not sure. I just know I want to be in the RN field and stuff. So, yeah.
Oh, you're
going
to be very
trying to get into a college.
Oh, you will. You will.
Okay.
You're going to be very successful. That's the vibe we pick up about you.
That sounds good.
Okay, Destiny. Well, keep in touch with us and let us know how the move goes. You know, the search for the apartment, everything like that.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.
Okay.
And Destiny can join us here on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook. Always want to remind people of that. We've got another caller from the 856 area code. Hi. You are on the air.
Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
From
New Jersey.
New Jersey. Yeah. Hi, Laura.
Oh, really?
Is it
L-O-R-A? Yes.
I wasn't remembering. But I did remember. And can you remind us of your birthday, Laura?
October 1st, 63.
63. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Hope you had a good one.
Yeah.
Okay. What's going on?
Well, I just had an interview, and I was wondering what you see transpiring from, what's the outcome of that interview going to be?
Okay. How did it go?
Well, I thought it went pretty well. I met with two individuals, and the last woman I met with, though, made it sound like they were putting feelers out that the job didn't actually exist yet, but they were forecasting. So I was curious about what that meant.
Well,
she's on her age. She just turned 54, right? 54?
Yes.
And so it's your 18th cycle of your master number. You just hit your 18th cycle.
Well, there's enough of a concern for them to start interviewing people. If your assessment is right, that they're just putting feelers out. But I think they're planning to, I think that whatever this company is, they're planning to ultimately go ahead with their plans. I think they put you into the pool of likely candidates. I know that every job has some level of communication element in it. Basically, most of them do. But with this particular job, how does it relate to communication?
Quite a bit.
But can you maybe elaborate after having gotten that? Can you elaborate?
Well, it's regarding change management, so you have to do a lot of communication with management, leadership, with the individuals, employees.
Okay, and what kind of company is it? What kind of company?
It's a consulting firm.
A what firm?
Consulting.
Oh, consulting. Oh, absolutely, communication. Now, where did you work where there was basically somewhere between a 10 and 13 year employment?
I haven't worked anywhere where there was a 10 or 13 year employment.
Do your past jobs come to very short durations of time? I mean, what's your average in holding it down a job?
They're short because I do consulting. So I would say 2 years is the max.
Oh, because you
do
consulting.
Because I do so much consulting. Right.
And how long have you been doing this?
Oh, 25 years.
Okay, so I'm right about at the, when I said 10 to 13 years, I'm hitting, what I'm hitting there is half of your career in length. For some reason, my mind went to a half career time. So let me ask you something. This is a strange question, you know. In the family, in the whole history of the family background, any adoptions, half brothers, half sisters through divorce? Anywhere in the family background?
I have a cousin that was adopted by my uncle.
And that uncle, is that a first cousin to your, I mean, is that a first cousin to your parents?
Yes, brother to my mom.
Yeah. You know what? You know,
Laura,
this looks pretty good. I mean, you're in the pool of likely candidates. I would say as they narrow it down to maybe three or four, you're still going to be in the pool. They can depend on you. You have a good background. You have excellent, you know, references, and they like that. You're in New Jersey. Another thing I want to ask you, we have another caller, but where can you pull out a figure of 30 to 32,000? Where can you pull that figure out from space?
Nowhere.
Nowhere.
Savings, past salary.
Nowhere, huh?
You know, something you put down on a home. I'm trying to be creative here, but nothing?
No, not really.
What about?
Okay, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Maybe that's going to come up somewhere in time and space. But it looks good. It looks good right now.
Let us know, Laura.
Okay, I was just concerned because it sounded like there wasn't an opening that they had open right now. So I thought maybe my time might have been wasted. I wasn't
timing
sure.
Off.
Well, I mean, they're implying, you know, I mean, they to have people come down for an interview and then they're, but I think they're serious about opening it up. I don't think you wasted your time. I don't think you wasted your time. But I think if they're going to act, it's going to be, you know, in November, probably. I don't know. I mean, there's 2 months. There's November or there's January when they would make a decision.
Okay. All right.
Okay,
well,
Laura.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Good luck. You're welcome. Okay. So we have a private caller, a caller with a block number. If the private caller would please call back, call back and unblock the number. We'll take your call, but caller that does not have the number revealed will take your call once you call back with the unblocked number. 707. Hi.
Hi, Neil. Hi, Kristen. This is Valerie. How are you?
Hi, Valerie. How are you?
Good. I was calling for a follow-up on the relationship that you guys saw for September. I'm wondering if it's been delayed.
Oh, no. I know. I was afraid you were going to say that. Valerie, give us your birth date again, please.
5/25/54.
54. Okay. And when can you remind us when we talked to you last, 12/22?
Ooh, I'm not sure. It's been some months back, maybe about four or five months ago.
And was there something about your father in the last call? I'm trying to remember if I'm remembering you correctly.
No, what Neil picked up on was tennis shoes.
tennis shoes.
Yeah, he asked me if I wore tennis shoes a lot, and I said yes.
Okay, I don't remember this call.
Oh.
Then also about water and waterfall.
Okay.
Water what? Bottles?
Waterfalls?
Oh, waterfalls.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
I think he mentioned something like, what's that? Mount Shasta, and then I said no. I would like to.
Oh
possibly.
Yeah, no. Now I know who you are. You're the what? You're the person.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Are you the one who does herbal stuff?
No.
No. No. Different person.
Because I
okay.
remember talking about Mount Shasta.
Okay.
You know,
because we have someone from Mount Shasta that does herbal.
Oh.
Herbal medicine. But anyway, okay. So I'm getting you two mixed, but.
Well,
you were
you
asking
know
if I took a trip to the water, would it be Mount Shasta? And I said, oh no, I would prefer to go to Hawaii.
Okay.
Oh, Shasta or Hawaii? Okay, I'm kind of vaguely remembering. So there has been nothing in the way of relationship at all that has come in. Nothing.
Right.
No contact with anybody. There's nothing to report at all.
Nothing to report because you guys said by September, and I'm like, okay, we're into October.
Then there's some kind of block.
Well, you know, what's funny is when you were talking at the very beginning of the call, I got the word speed bumps, you know, like you have in the road, speed bumps. And then what I'm connecting that to, without having known at the time, is the reference to tennis shoes because it's, you know, tennis shoes, usually you're running, speeding. The reference is there, the symbolism. So there's something going on, I believe, in your energy, Valerie, that has to do with you're rushing. There's something where you're not in sync or alignment with the current energy. So something's going on to where there's an off balance. And the reason it didn't come in September is because, I don't know, do you ever have anything relating to one, anxiety attacks, nervousness? Are you on any meds?
No.
Nothing like that. Has there been any accidents with friends or anybody who has problems that they've discussed with you? Are you somebody that people go to talk to?
Always.
Okay, so people always come to you to talk to you because you have that kind of spirit and energy. Is there anybody that has talked to you and you've asked them to slow down, to just be calm, to not take things out of proportion? Okay, so the problem about September has to do a little bit with your own energy role in the universe and in the world regarding the way you are a caretaker and the way
you're absorbing too much energy from people.
Something's going on there. This person that you've addressed, do they have a big problem?
I don't think so.
Specific person, what exactly happened in terms of your interaction?
Don't mention any names.
No, don't mention names, but can you just briefly relay?
No, I always get calls when people are having moments that, you know, they can't cope with or would like to talk things over with. And I'm usually the person that gets the call from a lot of different people. Not a lot of different people, but from some different people. Some people.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm picking up, Valerie, and I don't know. There's something we don't know yet, but there's something tucked in that energy field. I'm sorry?
Oh, I'm listening.
Oh, there's something tucked in that energy field that has offset the connection with this person. We don't know what
well,
yet
causing
what it is,
the delay.
But there's
the
something
delay.
In there. I'm not sure. Have you, with your, in your significant relationships with others that have been intimate, have you ever helped somebody a lot and then they kind of betrayed you and hurt you?
Yes.
Yeah. See, there's something in that, there's something going on in that karma that is still vibrating. It's vibrating a little bit. And the vibration of it is causing this delay. Well, the good news is that it's still going to come. The harder news is how to get rid of this vibration. Are you still hurting from that? Do you think about it? Do you have any emotional pain over it?
No, not consciously, no.
Not consciously, but maybe in the unconscious. There's something.
How long were you with this person before they betrayed you or hurt you?
Probably a little over a year, year and a half.
Uh-huh. When at what point was this relationship?
Oh, this was a while back. This was a long time back.
And that's okay.
Yeah, sometimes things come in even though,
yeah,
you know, it was in the past, even if it seems like too distant to matter.
Right. And who around you is born in the month of March?
Sister, but she's passed on.
She's well, then she might be.
Was her pat? Well, was she relatively young when she passed on?
Yes.
And was it health related?
Yes.
And was you know, as sisters go, was this an emotional passing for you?
Well, my brother passed, and that was very emotional, and that was a year ago, not quite a year.
Yeah.
So you've lost two siblings.
You see, we're
so
digging.
Sorry.
We're digging deeper into the energy field of your karma in connecting with others, where they come to you for help, but how it gets the reciprocation of, you know, it's not reciprocal. You're not getting enough back that you put out. So something in there, and there's a sense of loss. There's a sense of loss.
My sister and my brother, I miss them both dearly.
Yeah,
I'm really sorry that. Oh, gosh.
You see, this
so
is the psychological territory that is prompting a little bit of a barrier for somebody to come in and really nurture and love you. This is some of the psychological territory that has to be walked through and maybe resolved or let go of or forgiven or whatever, and then this person will come in.
Okay, well, so far as my sister and brother, you know, I did for both of them, and I do it again, and I do for most people anyway. That's just the type of person I am.
Go ahead.
I don't really look for anything back. I don't really look for anything back. I just do it out of the kindness of my heart.
Well, that's definitely that's a positive attribute of your personality. But in terms of finding a relationship, you know, you can retain those qualities, but, you know, still resolve whatever imbalance there is. And, you know, I mean, they're two separate issues,
yeah.
I think.
It's
you know,
not,
no one's saying stop helping people and then someone will come in. I don't think that's the solution.
No,
but
no,
it's correcting an energy field.
No, it's not your heart that needs, it's
mm-mm.
not your heart that's in trouble. It's the way your heart receives something from somebody else. That you're not getting back as much as you're putting out. And so that travels over to this person, this potential person that will become your relationship significant other. And but you see, what the reason they're not coming in, especially in September, is because there's something going on in your energy field to where you're not getting as much as you really, really deserve. And
so
that's
what
change,
needs to be adjusted.
Change that if we can.
Well,
yeah.
We can try to work on it for you. And then, you know, as far as what she can do on her own, we've got two other callers, by the way,
yeah.
About 10 minutes.
Okay.
But as far as what she can do on her own or what, you know, you can work on your own trying to remove that.
Sure.
We can put out energy for you, Valerie, to try to help
good.
You.
I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah, real quickly, Valerie, visualize in your mind wonderful energy coming towards you. And just visualizing it coming to you instead of you putting it out, it comes to you. Start to visualize that in all kinds of creative ways.
Okay.
And, you know, you can always connect off the air too, Valerie. Hopefully a little bit of an answer to the question that you
it
posed
It was a
today.
Lot of an answer. To the question.
Oh,
I really appreciate all the information I got. Thank you both.
Oh, you're very,
very
you're welcome, Valerie. Keep in touch.
Good. Thank you both.
Thank you, Valerie. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay. So two callers left and 9 minutes to go. So we've got to fit these both in. 402, hi. You're on the air.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi, this is Sue.
Hi, Sue. Where are you, what, your location and birth date, please.
Okay, location is Nebraska. Birth date is October 1st, 1956.
We have so many October birth dates today.
Yeah,
isn't that amazing? Yeah. Well, probably people want birthday readings.
There you go.
12 and 11, so 23.5. Is that what you got? Yeah. And Sue, what's your question?
It's financial. It's
financial.
I'm trying to get rid of debt.
Oh.
Get my debt paid off.
Get your debt paid off. So you want to get your debt paid off, and you just turned 61.
I'm looking in what direction? Yeah, I just
61
turned 61.
I want to ask you a question off the
record. No, it's on the
record.
off topic.
Okay. As we speak, do you have any pets, any animals?
No, I do not.
When was that? Have you ever had a pet?
Oh, yeah, I have. The last two I had was about 5 years ago.
And
that's your master number.
Yeah. And at that time, was there any other heartbreak in your life? Was there a relationship breakup? Was there a move? Was there anything, a loss of money?
At that time, we built our new house. And at that time, I had to give up my animals. That was
give
a heartbreak.
She had to give up her house. Wait, you had to give up your house?
No, give up
or
my
pet?
Animals. My pets. Huh? I had to give up my pets.
Oh, you had to give up your pets when you built your new house. So there was a heartbreak related to the pets. Okay, so then now we're on
now
a five-year.
Now we got the connection. And does the amount of $40,000, does that ring a bell anywhere?
No. That could get me out of debt.
That is the bell that it's ringing.
How
so $40,000 could get her out of debt, she's saying.
Can we ask how much debt you have?
I have about $25,000.
Oh, okay. So
that
would be
leave,
15 above.
That'd be 15 above. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, I get my job. I make more than that. And I'm looking at, I've talked to you once before about publishing some astrology tools. And we were talking at that time, $60,000 possibly. When I got going.
Well, I'm seeing $40,000 would get you out of debt with some surplus there. So
yeah,
some capital
to get
there. So I'm seeing a $40,000 figure coming in. I don't know, you know, I hope it's soon. I mean,
yeah, I hope it's soon.
You know, if I make a really big window, if I really want to make a bigger window than I really need, I would say within 8 months.
Okay.
And who's born in August in the family?
I had a grandmother that was in August, but nobody else that I know.
Okay.
Well, that's in the family.
Did you, as far as you know, did your grandmother suffer any heartbreak? Was she left alone? Was she a widow?
No, my grandmother was just very depressed.
So she had heartbreak, though.
So she was a depressed
person.
Yeah,
she must have. I just knew she was, when I knew her, she was very depressed. Yeah.
So the best way we can address this would be that within 8 months, there's going to be a $40,000 surplus.
The eight relates to the August birth date.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And,
I'm kind of rushing on that.
The astrological things that you're doing, that could come to some satisfaction. And also, I'm getting a piano around you. I don't know if you ever had one in your family.
No. Yeah, we have.
Okay.
We had a piano.
Okay.
We had to dismantle this piano before we moved my mother out of her house because we couldn't get it out of the house. We had to take it apart.
We're getting a picture of how the loss occurred from moving and all that. So let's just say right now, to keep the oven warm, that within 8 months you might get $40,000.
Okay. That was
okay.
So wonderful.
Sue, and sorry it's short today, but we try to get all callers in. We've got one more person and just a little bit of time left in the show. So keep in touch.
Thank you. I will. Thanks.
Please do. You're welcome. Okay, 720. Hi. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. Who's this, please?
Ashley.
Ashley. Hi, Ashley. And what's your question?
I just want to, I guess my question is overall, in general in life, I've experienced a lot of loss in love. And so I just kind of want to know where I'm headed in that area. And I guess,
okay.
What success?
Okay. What's your birth date?
10/16/82.
Gosh, another October. 10/16/82. 28/10/1. Okay. And you're 35? Going to be.
Yes, 10/16/82.
Oh, you just turned 35. Happy birthday.
Thank you.
35.
I was going to, Ashley, who around you in your history had a drug problem, alcohol or drug problem?
Oh, lots of people. My mother, my father, aunt, uncle.
Yeah. You know, and was there anybody named Katie anywhere or Kate?
Yeah, my auntie.
Is Kate?
Katie May.
Is she alive or crossed?
Crossed.
Yeah. Well, there's a little bit of spirit intervention here going on, and there's some darker karma elements happening. So, and you come into the world with a lot of karma and darkness around relationships, meaning heartache and pain. But here's what I'm going to say. Here's the good news. I'm seeing, for some reason, I'm seeing a black sweater, and it's like you put this sweater on. And it's like a magic sweater. It just, things are transformed. It's almost like I'm reading a fairy tale with you as the main character, and there's something about a black sweater. First of all, do you own a black sweater?
Oh, several.
She owns several.
Have you ever, are you talented in knitting or sewing or?
I wouldn't say so. Not for say, no. I like
would you know how to
fashion,
sew a button?
Though.
Would you know how to sew
yes.
a button at least? Okay.
Yes.
So you would get by.
Maybe she can teach us.
There's something about an encounter with a person at nighttime, that in a socially agreeable setting, a safe, well lighted setting, where love occurs. Do you get out socially?
Sometimes. Not as much as I should, probably.
Do you ever go dancing or dance class or anything?
When I go out, that's what I like to do.
Okay, why don't you, you might want to think about taking a dance class.
Awesome.
Ballroom
okay.
dancing, something, dancing.
Okay.
Okay, and let's see how it goes. Keep in touch.
Awesome.
Ashley, you can call us back on another show where we have a little bit more time because we didn't really get into the whole, you know, her birth date and what happened in 2010, but we can do that on another show if you want to call back. But we are at the tail end of our broadcast today. So you're invited to call back.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. And we are back on the air on Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 p.m. Eastern. Thanks, callers. And we will speak with you on Friday. Bye-bye.